Millett and his orchestra are offering a program of dance music.
Tickets at the front doors, ladies and gentlemen.
She's a bad girl, you don't even know it. She's a bad girl, you don't even know it. She's a bad girl.
We are poor.
Do we live that bad?
Well, let's face it, Florida, we don't live that good. And if you were to make a list of all the things that people want to be, poor would be right down at the bottom of the list. Just above sick and dead.
Where it's at, niggas love it when it's sunny. Jeans, white keys, dick, I'm missing for the money. Superstore, foreign parts, the jury by the pound. West Coast, fuck, I love it how we put it down. Streets calling for the fireballers, drugs, money, lies. Holes off the wire, gang saucy, breath of fire. Hood to block, beat for murder, crime, rape, streets. Love it or hate it, every day the shit is repeating. Pick him at his worst, God, he made the nigga hustle. Bitch in your pocket, break bread or it's trouble. So we sell they sold upon the TV. The gold yelling, mama, what you need? Money, liquor, and weed. Caught Molly, speed, LA got it, don't slip. Molly, wopty and dip, drop, bubble, and flip. Nigga, stick to the script, hustle whore for your paper. Share rockets, your neighbor. Fuck your bitch, see you later.
LA is the city where they stay.
In South Central,
LA.
You know it's going down. Better respect my town. If you don't know where you are, I suggest you look around. Something special about it. Palm trees and plenty weed. Traffic in the baddest bitches. You know we get it. Dodgers, Lakers, and Kings. Gangbangers, pimps, and hustlers. Real niggas, I swear I love it. It's always on and so often imitated, but never duplicated. If you can make it in LA, you can make it anywhere. Even though I moved about it, I still can't forget about it. The only place that I'll call home, so many lessons learned. I was grown from the shoulders, couldn't wait till I got older. Shout out to my fallen soldiers, pour out a little liquor for them. You know I love my city love me back. Crenshaw and Florence, the sauce, and that's where I started.
LA is the city where they stay.
I'm a hood star, my fly crippin', look at my pitch. Out here looking for how about him, knock your baby shit. Grew up in the 50s, pops and even fucked with his kids. Seen so much good to my enemigos, when it's time I do my shit. Hop out and can you throw my chips? LA, New West print, pushing all type of work in your city. Smoking good, looking for a come up on Crenshaw, driving fast with my killers on the way to the east side. Bad bitch, like God, you an asshole. Motor too loud, I can't hear you, ho, what you say?
LA is the city where they stay. Turn down, get money, and they don't play. Stay up on their papers, but they play a hater. You will never be the same. It's the city where the lights are bright. Getting money is the way of life. Getting money is the way of
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We are back, First Fan West Radio, with your host, Mr. Ill Illustrator, a.k.a. the Ill Reaper, a.k.a. Slap Your Favorite Rapper. You know what I'm saying? Strictly, man, we're here. We're here today, man, with your boy, Chris Reavers, man. Chris Reavers. Yo, man.
What's good, baby?
Yo, so what made you decide to... to go just with your, you know, your regular government name, then taking up the baby pawn thing.
Oh shit, yeah, the Chris Reavers. Well, my actual government name is Christopher Reels, And Rios just means rivers in Spanish. And so Chris Rivers is still kind of like my real name, just a little spiced up, different language shit. But I really wanted to change it because, like, when I was doing the whole, since I'm doing the hip-hop thing and I'm taking it seriously, I don't want to be in my father's shadow. So I definitely wanted a name that was more my own, opposed to, like, being a smaller version of his. So I was like, you know what, what's a name that means me? I'm like, Chris Rivers, that works. And I just ran with it.
Man, I see that because, like a lot of the other cats, they either call themselves little or young, they take their pops' marquee or whatnot, and I saw the baby pun, and I was like, man, he dope, but he going to grow up eventually. I don't think he want people calling him baby, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, it's funny, actually, my fam, that's like the nickname for me, so. It's different. That's like a term of endearment. But, like, when it comes to actual, like, people that don't know me and shit like that or name-wise, like, that's definitely something I didn't want. Like, people calling me baby or baby pun or some shit because I wanted to be recognized as myself. So I definitely needed that name change, yeah.
Man, I don't want to go too deep on your pops because this is strictly about you and everything. But I saw a picture of your pops when he was, before he, he had got bigger. And
yes.
you're like a taller version of him. You know what I'm saying? Like
the genetics are there.
Yeah, I was like, damn. And then I'm talking to my partners, and they like, oh, you interviewing, Big Pun son? I was like, yeah. And he said, how you sound? I said, man, if you didn't see him in person, you would think that Pun is like. His spirit, I believe that his spirit is in you, homie. That's what I think.
You,
I believe that because I listen, man. Like, I remember when he had Capital Punishment and the other joint he had came out with. And when I first heard this dude, I was like, this nigga is awesome. Like, he rap fast as fuck. And it's like he got like 100 syllables and one 16-bar verse. And back then, you know what I'm saying? Back then, you had the Twister, you had Bone Thugs and all that. I mean, without the harmony, he was knocking niggas out the box. And a lot of niggas want to say, a lot of niggas, at least from my point of view, a lot of people didn't want to really say, but they gotta tilt their hat off. But he was, to me, the Biggie, that Biggie wasn't. You know what I'm saying? Like. He was just as large as Biggie. It's just like, I guess, with the whole, Fat Joe or whatever, he was trying to do his thing or whatever. But, I mean, I don't know, man. I was like, man, this dude is hard. You know what I'm saying? Like,
most definite.
I know you done heard, because, like, I saw an interview you saying you wasn't listening to his music at first. You know what I'm saying? So, I know that. Like, I know, but when you heard his shit, he was like, damn, man, he was really, he was like, I don't even, like, he was doing that pimping shit, man, or that was just, did you even know, I know you was young, but did you know or heard any stories of him just straight pimping shit, or was it just all off the top of the head, or what, did you even know his,
Oh, no, he definitely wrote shit down, but, like, he was wicked. Like, I hear stories, like, he'll knock out, like, he'll just fall asleep and, like, wake up in the middle of a sleep and just write, like, 4 bars down, go back to sleep, like, crazy shit. Like, he was always just coming up with just craziness, and people were, like, baffled by it. Like, I wasn't there personally to witness it, and if I was, I was too young to really, like, realize what was going on. But, yeah, he was definitely one of those rare, like, masters at the craft. Like, he definitely was.
Man, I just went and just did like a vacation on your music. I was like, let me listen to this cat, and because I heard when you first came out, when they first started talking about, this is when they had it was the song you was with some other dude, some other cat. I think he was like a Puerto Rican dude, shorter than you. He was on
G-Fella probably, yeah.
Yeah, and when I heard you bust, I was like, man, he's smashing all of them. I mean, no disrespect to Style P and them, Because, you know, Styles does his thing, and your homie, Whisper.
Yeah,
shout out
to Styles. He's the vet, yeah.
Yeah. But I was like, yo, he got on this record and demolished it. And see, to me, that's the attitude that, to me, is missing in hip-hop. Because I was telling the homie, Chill Grizzly, I was like, yo, it's like when people get on records nowadays, it's like they scared to just be, you know, put the gloves on. Even though you on a record with somebody that you respect and you got, you know, married love for or whatnot, but this is rap, you know, and this is hip-hop.
Yeah, yeah, you know, it's supposed to be an unspoken contest, yeah.
Yeah, so I was like, man, this guy, it's like you got the formula, even not getting, I don't know if you got schooled, you know, because you said you was like six or so when your pops passed or whatnot. So, you know, I'm quite sure you, for what you even remember, probably wasn't nothing pertaining to hip hop or anything. But like the
elements. Yeah, I mean, not a lot of it was, but I definitely got a lot of like old heads around me and like people that have been in the game for a while or people that ran around with my pops, like my cousin and shit like that. And they keep me on point where they have more of the old school mentality where it's like show and prove and like really a lot of hard work ethics and like always, you know what I'm saying, be ready and have verses and bars and, you know, don't hold back type shit and like really go in all the time. So like they kind of distill in me like the way people used to do it, like when it was in its golden era. So I definitely have, I'm blessed to have that around me because that's how I try to do it.
Yo, man, you keep that up, man, because you got a fan over here, man. I'm definitely fucking with you, man. That's one thing is lyrics, homie, lyrics. You just can't come to the table with no weak shit, you know.
And yeah, like word, you're right.
You know, getting on the record with, you know, with Styles and, you know, a couple other artists I've seen you rap on, you know, you just don't hold no bars, you know what I'm saying? You just straight go at it, and I respect that. I respect you for that because, you know, some people don't want to do that, you know what I'm saying? But we need that.
I'm hungry. Yeah.
Man,
I'm
it's
hungry.
Too much.
I got to make it. I got to show and prove.
Man, it's too much bubblegum rap now. It's too much. It's like they don't want to hear no lyrics, you know. It got to be sing-song rapping or whatever, but you know.
Yeah, man, it's what the masses are, you know, used to, but they force-fed that shit, and they think that's the norm now, and then, you know, they hear lyrics or actual content, and they think it's bad, so it's making a cycle back. Like, it's definitely progressing back into something better. It just needs time, you know what I'm saying? It's a cycle.
Yeah. Man, I mean, that's good, man. So, I mean, I know, what's the name? Rosenberg asked you this question, but have Joe ever got at you?
Joe, nah, he never gets at me. I think he had an interview on the morning show with some shit where they asked about me, and he gave me a lot of props and respect and stuff like that. Like, I have nothing personally against him. There's just, you know, I've got that big can of worms with him and my mom and shit like that, so I just prefer to stay away from the issue because it's something that I don't want to inherit any problems as well. So, and I don't really ask about it that much. So, like, I got nothing against the dude. Like, I wouldn't, like, punch him in the face if I saw him, but I also wouldn't, you know, try to go out and have a, you know, a dinner conversation either. Like, I just prefer to, you know, I don't hold any grudges, but I'm not trying to establish too much of anything there because it's a problem that I want to stay away from, really.
You still talk to, what's his name? Your pops, right hand man, we had issues
Cuban?
With him. Cuban Links.
What are
you
talking about? Oh, Cuban. Oh yeah, no. Yeah. Every now and then we talk. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing like an everyday thing, but we definitely talk. You know what I'm saying? We hit each other up randomly. Like, I got no problems with anybody really, and I'm blessed to say that. Like, I don't have beef with anybody, either from my father's days or even from these days and stuff like that. Like, I'm a real forgiving person, so but you know, niggas reach out and I reach back and stuff like that, but no one from back then do I speak to like every day, you know what I mean? Like, it's one of those loose relationships.
Yeah, man, you ain't, that'd have been dope though for y'all to do a record together. I mean, you know, I'm not suggesting it. I'd be just like, you know, Cuban, I mean, I liked him out of the group, you know. And then you had the other cat, the one that can sing.
Triple Safe? Oh, Super Safe?
Yeah, Yeah, like.
And Tony Sunshine, yeah, all them niggas, yeah, Armageddon.
It's like, man, after the demise of your posse, like, everybody just scattered and just, you know, broke up.
Yeah,
and, you know,
yeah. After my pop's death, a lot of it disbanded, you know what I'm saying? It turns out he was kind of the glue in the situation. Once he left, a lot of people just, you know, broke apart and stuff like that. And it's unfortunate, but, you know what I'm saying, it is what it is.
Well, you know, you know they said Remy about to come out next month, man. That would be a dope ass record.
31st, yeah, I believe so. 31st, I'll definitely love to see her and work with her. That'd be something dope, and I'm just glad she's getting out, get her freedom back, and you know what I'm saying. I know Papoose is happy. A lot of people are happy to see her come back. You know, shout out to Remy.
Yeah, man, she nice. She's nice as far as a female.
Yeah, no, she's wicked good.
I mean, y'all definitely got to do a record together, man. I mean, shoot, if me and a homie got to make a track for y'all and send it out, y'all got to definitely do a record together.
I think it's in the scheme of things. I think that's definitely something, you know what I'm saying? I haven't spoken to her about it yet, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to let her get decompressed and, you know, out and happy with everything going on. And that's definitely something I foresee in the future, though. It's definitely something we might try to put together.
So what about have any majors came your way, or are you just trying to do it the whole independent lane, or, you know, are you?
Yeah, no majors yet. Like, we have, you know, little shit like distribution deals or like light tours, like shit like that, like getting offered a little stuff here and there. But, you know what I'm saying, because we're making noise, but I think they're waiting for me to make a lot more noise before that comes. But right now, we're just trying to see how far we can go independently and really try to push it like that, because ideally, that's what you want, because you want to get have as most control as you can over your work and stuff like that. So I definitely want to see how far we can go with this, but we're not crazy. Like, we wouldn't listen to anything that comes to the table, but we ain't just going to give in to the first, you know, thing if we think we could get further with it.
Hey, can you tell the listeners out there about your second, or I think this is probably your third mixtape on Wonderland of Misery 2? Because I know you had another one.
This is my second official one. I was probably featured on a few of them, but my first tape came out last year at June 2nd. That's Wonderland of Misery, The Chronicles of the Sixth Line. But yeah, it's Wonderland of Misery. That's on dadpiff.com, free download. And the second one just came out a few weeks ago on the 8th, and it's Wonderland of Misery 2, with like a year anniversary. And those are my only two original projects just for me that I got out right now. And they're both on dadpiff.com for free download. And, you know, I'm getting a number of good reviews from it, so, you know, it's been dope.
Man, so what was the inspiration behind that song, You Let Your Pops Down? Like, I mean, did you, you know, was really going through it when you wrote the record, or, you know, what was
Well, I heard the song from J. Cole, and I thought conceptually and everything was just really dope, and I knew I could touch it on that. I Let My Pops Down, as far as that content goes, because it was definitely something I felt like my whole life, because my father definitely instilled in me when I was younger, like, I'm the man of the house if he was gone, you know what I'm saying? And unfortunately, he died really young, and when I was really young, he was young as well, but I was 6, and even at that age, the words that, you know, I'm the man, I got to take care of my family, my mom, my sisters, were, you know, stuck in my head. So I always felt like I was not doing my job, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, realistically, what can a 6-year-old really do to take care of, you know what I'm saying, his family? But, you know what I'm saying, I felt that a lot. And partially because, you know, when I was younger, I tried the music thing, but my heart really wasn't in it. I think if I would have just stuck with it anyway, instead of, you know, a lot of me wanted to just have a childhood type shit, but if I would have stuck with that, I probably would have been further. But I got more passionate about it when I was older. But by that time, because I got really passionate about it after I graduated from high school about 3 years ago. But around that time, we already been through, you know, a lot of the trials and tribulations in our life. So, it was a partially guilt in there with that. And, you know what I'm saying? And just, you know, not living up to his expectations, whether it was his that he distilled upon me or what the world, you know, expected of me, you know, through him, you know what I'm saying? So it was definitely a personal track.
Man, I was checking out that little
documentary on the Pops and everything. And even though I know a lot of people had their views on it and everything, I mean, when you was on talking to Rosenberg and how you was explaining how Pops were to you, I was like, damn, that's like how I was when I was growing up, because my Pops died real young too. But like he grew up in the streets. He was, you know, he was a hustler, gangbanger, and all that. But he used to be real hard on us, like real hard, like with the lion and all that, punch you out. You know what I'm saying? Like I was sitting there living like I was like, damn, he has the same upbringings, because my dad was like real hard on me.
Yeah,
you know
strict.
What I'm saying?
So in the
home coming up, I mean, was it like, you know, would you consider it chaos afterwards, or is it, you know, I mean, your role as a young brother, you know, coming up and everything, and you know, taking the lead as a leader in your home. I mean, was that difficult for you, you know?
Yeah, most definitely. You know what I'm saying? I've always worked and I've always tried to, you know, provide even at a very young age. But it's you know what I'm saying, when you're forced into a certain position before you're ready, you'll find yourself coming up short a lot. And me myself, I try not to make excuses, even when I'm faced with, you know, overpowering odds. So it's one of those things that, like, you know, I still felt bad and, like, burdened, even though I was trying my hardest at the time, but it still wasn't good enough to, at least to the degree of which I wanted to deliver. But even though it was semi-impossible considering the age, you know what I'm saying, stuff like that, but it definitely was hard, and, you know what I'm saying, we try to make the best of it, and, you know what I'm saying, I'm glad that I'm still here today and shit like that, and I got the opportunity in front of me. But, you know what I'm saying, that's how I like to see it. Like, the worst days are behind me, and it's just going to keep getting better from this day forth.
Man, so you originally out of the Bronx, or, I mean, what, you know, birthplace and everything? Like, you know.
Yeah, born and raised, brother, born and raised.
Born and raised, you know. How was it coming up in the Bronx? You know, I've never been to New York. I'm on my way to get out there, but I mean, just, you know, let the people know, you know, your upbringing or whatnot.
Oh man, yeah, New York City, man, it's the mecca. You know what I'm saying? And the Bronx is part of it. And you know what I'm saying? Every borough has its shit, but you know what I'm saying, the Bronx is still pretty gutter too. I mean, there's some nice parts and shit like that, but like, I mean, I live in the shelter system. I live, you know what I'm saying, in the bad parts and the good parts and shit like that. But it's definitely a fun place, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of ball courts and shit like that. You got to stay busy. If people get bored, like the kids get real bored because they don't got, like, activities and shit like that, like recreational centers or hobbies, and that's when they can start running out on the street and start wanting to beat people up or rob people just because they're fucking bored and got nothing else to do and no positive influence, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm one of just millions of kids that grew up without their pops, and I'm happy I had a good enough head on my shoulders and, you know what I'm saying, observant enough to stay out of trouble or to, you know, see a better path. But a lot of kids aren't blessed with that. So, you know what I'm saying, there's definitely a lot of violence and stuff like that, but there's a lot of hope here too. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of what the Wonderland of Misery means too. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of darkness, but it's a lot of light. So, you know what I'm saying? It's a little bit of everything here.
So you getting a lot of support from your family, other siblings on your music career or so?
Yeah, my family's real supportive, you know what I'm saying? Their philosophy, you know what I'm saying, do what makes you happy and we'll support you, you know what I'm saying, as long as you ain't hurting people and shit like that. But, you know what I'm saying, my mom's just real supportive, and she's been through it all with my pops. Like, she kind of, like, that's all it is, like, a little distaste with that. Like, she knows how hard it can get. That's our only concern, but she's real supportive and, like, proud and shit like that. My sister, Nessie, she sings, and she's actually on the mixtape, the Wonderland of Misery 2 on the song Destroyer, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, of course she supports it, and she contributes too. And my other sister, Star, she does photography, so she helps me out with that. We do the photos and whatnot, and, like, we all support and help each other and try to get up, you know what I'm saying, all together.
Okay. Is any movie parts or any type of, you know, films in your future, you know, even thinking about any type of acting or so?
I'll definitely consider it. I've never acted in anything before, but, you know, it's definitely something I would consider. I did have the honor to be in part of a soundtrack for a movie called American in Hollywood. People can check that out. Me and Reef the Lost Cause, shout out to him. And that was my first movie soundtrack that I was a part of. I got two songs on there. But as far as me acting in actual films, I haven't done any of that yet. But if and when I do, it's definitely something I would consider. But if and when I do, I'll definitely see me in there trying my best.
Now, you got some fire lyrics, man. And I was just watching something. I think it was called Road to Slaughter. Have you dabbed in the whole battle scene, or have you thought about it? Or I know you had battles coming up, you know, school and everything like that. But have you thought about doing the freestyle? I mean, or the battle arena?
You know what it is? I definitely considered it because I know I could do that. You know what I'm saying? And I could genuinely freestyle like off top too. You know what I'm saying? So that helps. There's two. One, there's a few things about it. Like, a lot of battle rappers get labeled as that, battle rappers, and it's very rare that a battle rapper, like, it happens, you know, a lot of big started battle rapping, but a lot of people also, like, most people that start off battle rapping can't transition into making music because they get such, you know, pigeonholed in that battle rap shit. And then, and I don't want to get caught up in that. But in addition to that, just me being my father's son is too much of an easy, like, you know, bullseye target to, like, pinpoint on. Like, there's too much shit to, like, target, like, me being in the battle, you know what I'm saying? So it'll just be too obvious and too, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's too much bullshit involved with it. So it's definitely, so I respect the craft.
Probably have to punch somebody in the face for saying something foul.
Yeah, and plus I box and shit like that. And, like, you know, that shit began real wild. And, like, I don't like people spitting in my face and niggas get too personal. Like, I'm not with all that. I'd rather just make music.
Yeah, see, he like me. I be watching that stuff, and I be like, damn, man, you see what he said about your mama, nigga? I'd have had to smack
the
shit.
Yeah, I mean, some niggas don't play that. You know what I'm saying? Mad Hoff would be punching people. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people get, there'd be a lot of fights breaking out. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I mean, hip-hop is a lot, you know what I'm saying, correlated with violence and shit like that, but it is what it is. But the battle rap shit, like, though I respect it and I like it, I just don't see myself doing it.
And to me, you could actually do songs, though. So, you know, that's a good thing.
That's more my lane. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's more the lane I wanna run down. I don't wanna start doing the battle rap shit, get caught up in that, and it slows down what I'm doing now. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely just wanna keep going on the route that I'm going on.
Man, we waiting on the album. When you going to drop the official record, or are you just going to do the mixtape lane for a bit longer, or how you...
That really depends on the fans, you know what I'm saying? Like, we definitely want to get a lot more fans and a lot more support from the world before we put out an album, because we don't want to drop an album and it doesn't do, you know what I'm saying, a lot. So I definitely, whether we got to put out a few more tapes until we get to that point where we get 100,000 downloads on the tapes, you know what I'm saying, 200,000. Like, when we start seeing them big numbers and we start getting more notoriety, then I'll definitely, it's not like we don't have the songs. Like, we got over 100 songs in the boat that people haven't heard yet, you know what I'm saying? And we got some hits, we got some stuff, but it's like, it's strategic because I don't want to put out, you know what I'm saying, a hit or something that we would consider a hit when we only got, you know what I'm saying, a certain amount of fans. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my fans. I love us, and I love them all. But we need more before we do a certain thing, because we don't want it to get lost. You know what I'm saying? Like, to put something out and then it doesn't get heard like that. So we're just waiting on that. And it's definitely climbing. I got a lot more fans, and the movement is growing a lot. But we just need it to be just a little bigger before we put something out like that.
Man, if I was to pick a label for you and to see that you would be like some damage, I would say Interscope, you know.
Yeah?
And yeah. Because, I mean, the reason why I say that is because, I mean, they got Kendrick, they got a... you know, a few other artists that ran through there, you know, man, you know.
They got a lot of dopeness, and that's definitely somewhere where I do work, and it's definitely like, we got some stuff that, like, we would want, you know, and if people offered us, then we'll definitely listen, like I said before, and we just don't want to, I just don't want to sign to a major label, then they put me on the back burner, you know what I'm saying? Because they do that shit a lot where they don't want to compete with themselves. So if they got an artist that's hot right now, they don't want to put me out if I would, like, compete with that artist, you know what I'm saying? So I may be put on the back burner, and I ain't with that right now. I'm in it to win it. I ain't trying to be put, you know what I'm saying, on the shelf to let some other nigga get his run. Like, I want the run, so fuck that.
So you got one of those guerrilla tactic managers? I haven't really talked to him. I left a message with him, but I haven't talked to him. But you got one of those guerrilla tactics managers that –
I got two managers, and they both very intelligent. They've been in it for a while, and they work in like simultaneously, but as separate units in a sense. Like one, you know, one's real guerrilla marketing and stuff like that with his own connections, and the other one's coming up with his own stuff too. And they're like night and day, totally different. So we cover the full spectrum of everything. So it's definitely dope, and they know a lot. And one of them. Ran with my father. He's one of my father's friends. He's actually family, so he's seen how that whole shit worked out. He was there with my father from the beginning to the end, so there's definitely a lot of knowledge that he has and shit like that. So it's you know what I'm saying? I'm real happy with my team, and I'm real grateful to have him, and I really know we're going to succeed. It's just a matter of time.
Yeah, man. I mean, a lot of the cats that I know that's doing the independent thing, they got everything down as far as, like, you know, they got with the CDs, where they get their CDs pressed. They got their video, you know, who does their video and all, you know, who handle their media and all that. Speaking of the media, I've been trying to find you on Twitter, but I can't find. Do you have a Twitter account or so?
Yeah, I do. Facebook? I do. I have a Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. It's at only Chris Rivers, and that's my Twitter, the at only Chris Rivers, and the Instagram is Dragons and Rivers, and the Facebook is just Chris Rivers, and it's just inconvenient that they're different names and shit like that. I might fix that, make them all one name or something like that. But Chris Rivers was already taken and shit like that. But I'll try to get that. But yeah, that's it right there. If people want to follow me and find me.
Yeah, I seen some guy, I think he's a guitarist or something, because I was looking on Facebook trying to find you, and I couldn't find you because, I wanted to link it up, and then, like, a lot of people that follow me, they'll see a post, and they'll be like, oh, okay, he's on here, okay, where he at, and start linking up. And I was like, man, I can't find this guy. You know what I'm saying? So I was trying to find, like, I didn't know if you had, like, your own official website, you know, or anything
like
that.
Yeah, I do have that, too. And people can go there. It's ChrisRiversMusic.com. And it kind of has all my information there and a lot of the interviews I've been on, videos, it has merchandise, everything there. So I would strongly suggest that people go there and find links to all my other stuff, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, social networks, all that stuff. So it's definitely there, ChrisRiversMusic.com.
Okay, yeah, I'm pulling it up right now. Yeah, okay. I was, thinking? Oh, yeah. As far as the industry itself, is the industry, turned your head on, as far as your feelings towards it, does it inspire you to just go harder? Because, I mean, I know, like, even though, because you're not, I don't even want to put it like, okay, you coming off the legacy of your pops, because, like I say, when I was checking you out in the store, I was like, you know, he's actually coming his own lane. I know the first time off with the, you know, with the baby pun and everything, but when you listen to the records, you could tell, like I was telling the homie, I said he sounds like his pops, but the difference is I think the pops had the criminal element behind some of his rhymes and stuff, and
yeah.
his son is more lyrical. His son, I mean, they both lyrical, but his son is like you know, he smashing MCs and, you know, knocking heads off on, you know, like, you got to come with your A-game. I'm gonna fuck with you.
It's definitely a different aspect. I know there's a lot of similarities with me and my pops, but at the end of the day, he was a different person than I am, and it shows in our music, what our interests and what we was into. Like, he definitely was a lot more, you know what I'm saying, like, thug-oriented. So, I definitely show a lot of aspects of my life and my music, too. So it's a lot of different things. But the industry itself, it's, you know what I'm saying, it's definitely a scary business in a sense of, like, it's it's a lot of mean people. They try to get you. You definitely have to have a team, a good one, and you definitely have to stay alert and, you know, be smart with all your decisions. And it just sucks to a degree. It's like a lot of it is politics and who you know, because you can have all the skills in the world and still not make it, and you can be the wackest nigga in the world and still make it. So it's one of those things. So you just got to be, you know, right place, right time, right work ethic. You get, like, everything has to line up, but you definitely got to keep working. That's one of the biggest things.
Hey, man, say you a boxer. So what's up, man? You punching the leather, man? You been in, like,
I was...
I mean, is it...
I was boxing for a while. I trained with Lou DeVal, and I was going to fight in the gloves that just passed, but I had an EKG, and it was, like, a problem all this year, so I wasn't able to fight that time, and I was still training, but simultaneously the music shit kicked off at a high level, and it was at the point where I had to, you know, choose which one I was going to, you know, make a hobby and which one I was going to make a lifestyle, and I chose the music. And so boxing kind of got put on the back burner. It's definitely something I still love to do, and I train, but not that I'm trying to pursue now, at least not right now, because music is a very demanding mistress, and I can't have two of them at the same time. So, because boxing is like that too. Boxing is real demanding. So I had to pick one. So I definitely chose the music, and boxing is something I do just to stay in shape and, you know, in case some shit pop off, I know how to knock a nigga out with, you know, supreme tactics and mastery.
Yeah. So the people out there, the fans, y'all hear it, man. Don't be going up, running up on the homie. He's going to knock you the fuck out. You know what I'm saying? Yo, we going to get into just we about to get into some music. We're going to come back from this break, man. We're going to go into Pookie the Firestarter out of Mount Vernon. Welcome to my world. First Fan West Radio.
Laid back.
Stand up, we'll have a seat. Should've started on sand lanes. Thanks for the beat, thanks for the love. I changed from a dog to something more incredible. Never dropped down, but got born on a nickel though. Noticed 10 pitches home, they responded. Finally got your weight up. Wish you wasn't caged up. Miss you, stay up. Also heartfelt, two plates on the wall. And with a quarter, that's my max. Never softened in my racks. Don't care about airplay since the kid in the staircase. Said I was having it ill, hand-to-hand sales. Throwing stones at my second home, landed in jail. This verse I talk to you, see you like you share in the cell. Ever looked in the mirror and was feeling yourself? If not, I didn't either. Lacing my sneakers, skipping loops, skipping school on the block at that G-Pack. Whenever you ride gone, I slide with a pizza from the heart of the Bronx. 15 blocks where they swing back, talking about gangsta them. Built a new stadium, new cash circulated since I last touched the Benji. Stash getting empty, I can't lie. My fiance got my only son, just turned 5. Always asks when I'm coming home, told him real soon. 12 months down, here the calendar's through. Welcome to my world, stand up, we'll have a seat. Should've started off saying, ladies, thanks for the beat. Thanks for the love, I changed from a dog to something more incredible. Never dropped down, but got born on a nickel though. A nigga wrote and sent pictures home, they responded. Finally got your weight up, wish you wasn't caged up. Miss you, stay up. Everybody got work, Chevy box lunch. Peach paint, speech straight, not like my mouthful. The South Coast, foul dudes rotting in the apple. Tactical narcotics team, make it hard to sling. Fiends in the garbage can't go home and borrow things. It's bigger than the East, sliver in seats. Shoes match us, do dance to the boom bap. Cool with that right there, might just pitch a block like a comet. Launch the product, vacuum nostrils. Cash in a duffel, mad with a level. Something told me, son, it throw me to the alphabet boys. Without choice, I'm still keeping numero uno. Blow like the Coop's roof, mission in action. Stripping their candy on the lap dancing. But I don't do photos, get out my face with the camera. Welcome to my world, stand up, we'll have a seat. Should've started on sand, ladies, thanks for the beat. Thanks for the love, I changed from a dog to something more incredible. Never dropped down, but got born on a nickel though. A nigga wrote and sent pictures home, they responded. Finally got the weight up, wish you wasn't caged up. Miss you, stay up. Welcome to my world, stand up, we'll have a seat. Should've started off saying legs, thanks for the beat.
Yeah, yeah, we back on First Fan West Radio.
It's your host, Mr. Ill Illustrator, man, a.k.a. the Slap Your Favorite Rapper, with your boy Chris Reavers, man. I like calling him Chris, man. Is that okay?
Yes. No, I prefer that, man. It's good.
Chris, man. For sure, we on here with this lyrical giant, man, and we got Chill Gizzy, man, out of Jersey, Trenton. What's up,
man? What up?
Yeah, man, we're just chopping it up a little bit, man. Just trying to tell him what's going on, man. He got a lot of hot stuff coming, man. As far as the mixtape, the part two, are you right now working on new material for a new one, or are you just going straight push this one until the wheels fall off?
It's both, actually. We still in the studio every week, a few times a week. We still making new music, even when the tape was coming out. Like I said, we got like over 100 songs in the vault that people still haven't heard, and it's we constantly working. So even while we was making this tape, we was working on two or three tapes at the same time. So we got a few more projects lined up that's already, like, pretty much done, but we're still going to be pushing this one as much as we could and then strategically put out the next one when we can.
Okay. Yo, man, you got two lyricists on the phone with you, man. We're going to have to do a collaboration, man.
You got the contacts, man. This is all it is. We can work it out.
Definitely,
especially lyrical shit, man. We there, man. We got to do it for the world.
Hey, what's up? Have you been to the West? And if so, are you on your way back out here to do any shows for the West Coast fans, man?
Well, I actually got a show out in Oklahoma on the 28th, I believe. I got a flyer for it. I'm gonna put it up. Actually, tonight I got the flyer, and that's my only West Coast show that I know of right now. I'm on the Sons of Legend tour right now, too, with Young Dirty, Eazy-E, Son, and stuff like that, but that's mostly in the New England, like the eastern area, but I definitely got that show out in Oklahoma very soon, and at the end of this month, and definitely, hopefully, more shows get lined up over there. I definitely want to go on the West Coast and, you know, feel that vibe, too, as well, you know, the whole east, west, everything, south. I want to go everywhere.
Yeah. Now, I heard you was you got a joint that you was working on, or maybe it's the tour that I'm thinking of, man, with Curtis Young.
Well, who, Curtis Young?
Dr. Dre's son. Dr. Dre's son.
I actually have not. That's news to me. I haven't done anything with him, at least to my knowledge. Like, I haven't done anything with him. I've done stuff with Young Dirty. I think I even did one with Sun God, which is Ghost City Killer Sun. I did a few joints with a few of them, but I don't think I've done anything with Dr. Dre Sun, actually.
Now, is that in the making or not yet?
Not yet, in a sense. Like, I really haven't gotten any contact with him yet. Like, he hasn't reached out. I haven't reached out to him either. In a sense, we've just been moving and stuff like that, but that's not something that came to the table yet, nah.
Word.
Well, shoot, you know, I got it out here. Whenever you want to come out here, because Oklahoma is that's a couple states over, but you want to come to Cali, you know what I'm saying? Come out here, smoke good, you know what I'm saying, and do a show, man. You know, we can line that up. You know, I get in touch with a few of my promoters, man. I'm going to definitely hook that up because we'd love to see you out here perform, man. I mean,
almost definitely,
Because, I mean, like I said, I like the wave. I definitely like the wave. So that's off the top of what I respect, you know. Like, you know, you're not coming with no whole shit because, I mean, you could have came totally different. You could have came on some bullshit, you know, and just said – I'm going to live off the name or whatnot. But like I say, I don't get that from you. I mean, I know, of course, you got to respect it. That's just like with Little E, you know, he got to respect the fact, you know, that's his pops, and he actually brought in gangster rap. But, you know, he's trying to keep him on lane. So, I mean, I respect the fact that you're trying to build, you are building your own lane and everything, and so people can get to know you and everything. And, you know, you.
I definitely want that. What'd you say?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, what about
hit up any other industry cats got at you besides like the, you know, I would say the, you know, the lower scale or mid scale MCs, you know. I mean, I know like Styles P and them, they like, you know, they platinum artists, you know what I'm saying? But like, you know, like a 50 or, you know, who's popping out there right now? I think only that he probably the only one. I mean, there's
I didn't really like I met 50 one time. I went to go do an interview with Jack Thriller at This Is 50, and I met him, a cool dude and shit like that. And you know what I'm saying? I met the whole lot. Style Street's a big bro. Sheik and Jada, they show a lot of love and shit like that. But I haven't really got affiliated with too many people, too many other artists and shit like that. I definitely want to. But I haven't had the pleasure of doing that yet, but that's all part of the come up, you know what I'm saying? So but definitely eventually it seems like it's getting there.
Yeah, I see like Mobb Deep and them, like, you know, I think you and Havoc, you and P would be a tight ass record, man.
It's a lot of shit in the works. Like sometimes you get people reaching out, like I've done shit with Cormega, I got something with Cool G Rap. You know what I'm saying? Terminology.
Did you just say Cormega?
Yeah, I've done stuff with Cormega before. And then,
get out of here. How did that come? Let's talk about that, Chris, man. You can't just say his name and move on, man. Now, how'd that come about? Talk to us.
That was a while ago. That was actually, we got through connections with a shout out to MM Rick. He linked us up and, I did a track with him. This was a while ago. This is like years ago. I did stuff with Cormega, and then that just passed out. Like he showed a lot of love. A lot of people show a lot of love with my pops. You know what I'm saying? Like some of like the older heads and the veterans. Like they love my pops so much, and they want to see me succeed. Or you know what I'm saying? Shit like that. So I'm definitely blessed in that aspect with that. So I've done track with some of the veterans, and there's still a lot of them that I would love to do a track with. And haven't had the pleasure to do it with. But there's a lot of people that's out now, you know what I'm saying, the newer generation, you know what I'm saying, the Kendricks and the Coles and the, you know, Joey Badass Action, all them niggas, like, I definitely want to do songs with a lot of people.
Now, what's some of the offers that's been coming out? I'm not to cut you off either, L. What's some of the offers that have been on the table, man, as far as, like, distribution, you know, 360?
I was telling L earlier, there was not you know, nothing major yet, you know what I'm saying? It's like light distribution deals or one-off deals and people come to the table with certain things, but nothing too crazy or substantial yet, you know what I'm saying? But definitely some stuff come forward and we listen to everything. Some of them are just bullshit. Some of them are things that we, you know, could think about and stuff like that. Or some might be good, but we don't think it's like, you know, where we're headed right now, you know, essentially like that. So we just trying to push it as far as we can see, and then we'll start listening to shit like, once people start taking me more seriously, in a sense, or when I get more, you know, notoriety and stuff like that, then we're willing to listen more.
No doubt.
So, but yeah, man, we're going to get back into some music. You got to send us some music, man, because, I mean, I definitely want to play some on the show. You could probably hit Chill right now. I don't know if you buy a computer or whatnot, and can send some over.
Nah, I'm still down here in Florida. I just got back to my hotel room, bro.
Wow, okay. Well, shoot. If you got
we
didn't
get
it,
though, because, you know, we all locked in. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
yeah.
For sure. Yeah, I wanted the people that's out there listening to hear this cat rap.
Oh,
yeah. You know what?
Since we got him on the line, man, he could spit them socials out there, man. You know what I mean? If they just want to get a... You know what I mean? Just to get a visual, man, because I'm off this joint with Styles P right now, man. That was, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That never trash shit? That's
on
Worldstar? What is it? Never Trust.
That Never Trust shit just came out.
Now, how you link up with P, man, before we even, you know, going to the music, man?
Oh man, there was a lot of similar circles that was rolling out, and you know what I'm saying, it was kind of a mutual thing. Like we just came in. I saw him a few times in a juice bar a few years ago and shit like that. But we came into Coherence with some people that, you know, like we knew someone that knew them and like linked it up and stuff like that. And he just really showed me a lot of love and he taught me a lot. That's like the big bro right there. And like he really helped me sharpen my craft and learn, and I learned a lot of things from him. So I'm just blessed and honored. You know, say shout out to Styles. He definitely helped me a lot with my craft, and I'm just happy we met and shit like that. He's a real cool, down to earth dude, and he got a lot of skills, and he's a good teacher.
Yeah, definitely, man. Yeah, I don't know. You went hard on that, though.
That's what I was telling
you. I mean, I have to. You know what I'm saying? Like he's established. And he proved his shit, and he still go hard. But
oh, yeah.
I gotta go extra. I gotta go extra hard because I'm, you know what I'm saying, the underdog type shit. So I gotta really prove myself on every track.
Word.
Man, that because I was listening to the joint, and I liked everybody's verse, and you know it was like. You know how the record starts off kind of like at a steady pace, and then, like, when you got on the record, it just kind of shot up, you know? So I was like, man, he, like, I don't know if he was doing it on purpose, but it seemed like he was just getting it in on like, in your own little head, like, yo, I'm gonna tear this rap up right here, you know? That's what I was noticing. Not to take none away from the other artists, you know, Styles and your boy, was it Whispers? I don't know if I'm getting his name right.
Which track you talking about, War Room?
I think it was the Never Trust one, because it was you.
Oh, Never Trust?
Yeah, Never Trust.
On that one. I think it's just me and him.
Okay, really? You had another. It's another track. It's another track.
I had a few of them out with Styles T. But definitely on them, I try to... Like I said, yeah, I really try to show myself because I got the opportunity to be on a song with a veteran, and he already has you know, the natural advantage of experience. Plus, on top of that,
mm-hmm.
he has a bigger name, so I definitely have to just really show my ass on the track and really go all out.
You showed your ass too, boy.
Yeah. I'm moving the world.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I was like, man, he was not fucking around. But yeah, man,
just for the listeners too, man. You've been in your father's video, man. Could you tell the listeners what video it was that you first appeared in?
My father's video, I believe it was the It's So Hard video. Was it that one?
The youngin' jumping on the bed.
Yeah. I was a little fat kid jumping on the bed. That was me. That was me. Born and raised on bed.
But
there
he grown up now, man. He holding it down, man. You know what I mean? Much love,
yeah.
Bro.
Now I'm a big fat nigga jumping on beds. That's a deal.
Yo, chill. He be boxing, man. And he
I heard he put the pieces on somebody out in the BX, man. We ain't going to say no names, though. You know what I mean? We're going to leave that anonymous. You know what I mean?
You know, it's funny. I don't even know who that is. Like, I don't even know.
Yeah, we don't know neither.
I be hearing rumors. Like, my friend just called me the other day. He's like, yo, I heard something crazy. He's like, because I went to Lehman. And he was like, kid said that you was talking shit. While I'm leaving, and he just slapped the shit out of you, and that was the end of the shit. Like, he just slapped me, and I didn't do nothing. I was like, what? I was like, that never fucking happened. I'm like, what? I never got, like, there was only two instances where I got in violence in high school, and it was when I had to fight someone,
yeah.
And I had gotten jumped. And I won the fight, and in the jump, I held my own. But, like, that, me getting slapped, I'm like, that didn't happen. And if it did... Like, I ain't just getting slapped. Like, fuck out of here. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So but my thing is, like, you read comments on Worldstar, you read, like, things like, I say they're all, like, I'm definitely getting there because if niggas is making up stories about how they hit me, like,
yeah.
then I'm getting somewhere. Like, you really asking for attention, bro. Like,
yeah, you out here working. That means you active, man.
Exactly. Like, please keep making up these fucking stories.
Now, let me ask you this. Now, do you get a chance to go back and, like, read comments and stuff that people leave on, like, a lot of your videos and your music and everything?
You know, in the beginning, I did it more. And, you know, Worldstar is, like, the cat, like, the hatred fucking, you know, mecca.
Cat.
Like, niggas go on there specifically. Like, they can love you to death, and they go on there specifically to hate. Like, so it's one of those things. So in the beginning, I used to read it. Then I stopped reading it for a while because I stopped giving a shit. And now I read it just to find those few comments that's, like, actual constructive criticism.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
If I see something consistent, then I definitely try to work on that because I respect what my fans are saying. And not just, like,
right.
Oh, fuck tooth, asshole. Like, not stupid shit. Like, I'm talking like real actual constructive criticism, like, oh, I think he should do this or less of this, or it's too much of this or too little of that. So I take it all into account and I try to deliver to the best of my capability. So that's the only reason I still read through it, you know what I'm saying? But I really don't give a shit anymore, like, because, like, you hating on each one of my videos, but you watching each one, so.
You watch the whole video. Them views count.
Yeah,
I know. That's real.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, man, we're going to get into some music and come back with this interview. First Fan West Radio, it's your boy Chris Rivers, and I don't say that right, Rivers. Rivers.
Like a body of water.
Rivers. I'm sorry, man. I'm like right next to Riverside. Come on, I'm fucking.
Don't be doing that, man. Messing up the name.
No, but y'all, we gonna get into this Ra Familia, man. Her swag, man. Check them out. They out of Mount Vernon, man. I know I've been giving a lot of love to them cats, man. They go hard, so we gonna give them some more love.
Yeah.
Check them out.
Girlfriend takes so much, cause she's always with me. She can't depend on them, but she can depend on me to give her what she needs. And that's trust and L-O-V-E. She's my ride or die love and got my back when it comes to money. And I do the same for the honey, cause I'm her one and only. She keeps it real and tell me the dudes is phony. She packs a deal, and when I re-up, she took my money. And she's no dummy, intelligent, very well. When she talks to me, her passion, emotions, I can deal with. That's why she is my homie to the M.I.G. On my side, Bonnie and Clyde, we ride together. Never lie, we stay tight, always and forever. You the best in my eyes.
You're the best.
And she's perfect for me. Perfect for me. And I like her swag.
Your dad's spirit was, you know, purpose living in you, you know, through you, you know what I'm saying? So I know, like, you're not doing it on purpose, but it just seems like Like,
yeah,
know,
I mean, everybody sounds like somebody. You know what I'm saying? If I had to sound like somebody, why wouldn't it be my pops? You know what I'm saying? That's the most logical. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's the man that I came from. So, like, obviously, I'm going to have the most similarities to somebody is going to be him.
But see, even so, it's just the fact that, like, when I heard the freestyle, whoever did the track, they picked those old records. They picked those records from that era. And then you just ripped them. And then it's like, okay, on the new stuff, that's where you can really tone in and say, okay, this is him, you know. Not saying that the other ones wasn't, but like, okay, if you're trying to...
I mean, it's what I prefer, too, you know what I'm saying? Like, certain beats or certain shit, like, I do have a preference and that I'm similar to my father in a sense to what we prefer, you know what I'm saying? So certain shit I'll shine more on or sound more like him on, or certain shit I'll sound different, you know what I'm saying? It all depends on the beat and how we feel towards it.
So how you get yourself prepared for, you know, when you're going in to lay a track or so? What's your regimen, you know?
Oh, man, like, I mean, well, I like writing to beats. I do write without beats sometimes, just like that, but freestyling helped me a lot. Like, I learned how to freestyle. Like, I've been freestyling off the top for, like, a good, like, year and a half maybe now, shit like that, and it definitely helps the writing process because it helps you think of flows and you match words faster and stuff like that, so... Definitely the speed increase, but I mean, before I write, I really just like said I don't like people disturbing me and shit like that. But I like to, you know, stop for a second, you know, get brace myself, like realize, like get focused, like I'm gonna write, and then I play the beat and I let the beat talk to me, like what is it saying, like the concept or the flow, like what is it really talking to me, and I let the beat dictate that, and I just try to verbalize what the beat's telling me, like onto the you know sheet of paper. And like just, you know, then spit it. Like that's really it.
You be using those iPhones, man, or you strictly paper on yours?
I really, because what happened? I was writing in the book strictly in the beginning, because I prefer to write shit out by my hand. But after a while, what happened was I had, you know, copywriting my lyrics and shit like that, and all the ASCAP, all that bullshit. So I had to retype them in and then send them in anyway. So I kind of just wipe one out now. Like sometimes I'm on the go, I'll just write it in my phone because it's already digitally in there, and then I'll email it out and copyright it, you know, right away type shit, instead of having to write it out, then rewrite it and all that bullshit. And sometimes I'm like on the road or my book's in the thingy and I come up with bars and shit like that. Like my phone's always on me, but sometimes my book isn't, depending on the situation. So, you know, it goes back and forth with it.
Okay, for sure. You got on any tracks where you felt like group tracks or so that you felt unsure, like, I don't know if I'm going to be as nice as the other dude, or, you know, you just basically, you know, dubbed yourself, you know, I'm hotter than this person anyway, you know.
I never felt either. I mean, it really depends. Like, certain people, what Styles taught me, this is one of the things that Styles told me, like say the way I spit, say that's a sword, right? Call the way I spit a sword. Now the way someone like Styles is a little he spits a little slower. He got a lot of character, like debonair swag and his shit. Like let's call his a gun, right? So I sometimes you gotta kill niggas with their own weapon, and that's what he taught me. Like I know I'm good with a sword. I mastered my swordsmanship. Now I gotta pick up a gun and kill niggas with his own weapon, because in a sense of like their fans listen to them, and if I'm on a track with them, then let me display what I could do with what they like, in a sense. So I mean, I never felt like you know, unless the person was blatantly whack, but a lot of, you know what I'm saying, a lot of people who's in the industry just that's doing it big got something to offer. And what it is sometimes, like, it's a horror movie and a comedy. You can't compare them sometimes. So I may come super lyrical, or someone may come super punchline metaphor, and they killed it in their own way and vice versa and shit like that. But I never really felt intimidated by anybody, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes people get me. A lot of times I get them, and, you know what I'm saying, it is what it is.
Now, man, let me ask you this real quick. Like, far as the industry, like, do you do the BET Awards, the MTV, you know, events, and, you know, they little after parties?
Yeah, I haven't done too many of those, to be honest. I haven't done like a lot of those events. I've been like a lot of Hot 97 events, you know what I'm saying, like shit like that, but I haven't done too many of that.
Word. Is that something that you want to do, or you just say, I'm gonna stay underground. I don't really want to show my face.
Honestly, I'm trying to go as far as I can. Like I wanna touch the world and even if I'm underground right now, like I definitely wanna skyrocket, you know what I'm saying, through the surface and not shit on the underground at all. It's like there's a certain caliber where people become comfortable with what they're doing, and I've been a type where I've never been comfortable, even excelling at something. Like I've never been comfortable if I was good enough. So I'm really trying to take it to the fucking limit. So that's really something that, yeah, like I'm not trying to stop at any point.
Well, you got a lot of people's attention, man. And not to cut you off, like you've been on This Is 50. You know what I mean? You and Jack Thriller, I caught a couple interviews with them. And you met these guys, man. Now is 50 anybody pursuing you right now? Like, you know what I mean? Or you ain't at liberty to speak about some of those things?
No one's really like, pursuing me to a degree, trying, like, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people show a lot of love and support, they do, but nothing like substantial to the point that it's like, yo, I'm gonna get behind you and really, you know, push shit and be, you know what I'm saying, like shit like that. Like, nah, like I think a lot of people are waiting for me to show and prove more before they really co-sign to that level.
Basically, they waiting for you to shit on somebody. And then,
something. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really feel like it's all about numbers. You know what I'm saying? So like, once I start showing like that I got the movement's big enough and shit like that, I think niggas will be more behind it because you know, labels these days and shit like that, like with the internet, like. Artists can't, they don't get behind artists in the beginning. It's rare. Like, they usually, like, the artist has to come as a whole package already, like, got everything already situated, fans, got the look, got, you know, everything worked out, and then niggas want to get behind you. So, it's shit like that. So, I mean, I really don't give a shit. My shit is to just keep working, keep putting shit out, keep doing what I do, and I'll get there.
Shit, man. Yo pops this 50 back in the day. So, I mean... You know.
I think 50 said something before, and then he said something at the end of one of his tracks. I forgot which one, but it was shit like that. Yeah, but that's before. I think 50 even wrote about it. Like, he was doing that shit, and he did it smart. Like, a lot of people do shit like that, like publicity, like, in a sense. Like, at the end of the day, my pops mentioned him. So people was like, oh, who's this guy? You know what I'm saying? Then they go look him up, and it makes you more famous. So... You know what I'm saying? It's one of those things that, like, I don't even hold it against nothing. And he showed me a lot of love when he saw me and shit like that. So, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of dopeness and it's a lot of politics involved in the shit.
Now, let me ask you this. Now, would you do a record with Joe? You know what I mean? You know how many pop had it? Huh?
Nah, I wouldn't. Because it's not even, like, a disrespectful thing towards him. It's like, that's something that, that whole can of worms with what's going on with him, my mom's, and my pops, that whole shit, it's like, why would I even do a record with him? Like, that'll give people too much shit to, like, talk about. They'd be like, oh, he's doing a record. Is he siding with Joe or his mom's? Or is he doing the ABC? Like, my shit is like, I'm so done with that. I'm not even involved with it. I don't ask questions. I don't want to know about it. And I don't even affiliate myself with it. So I'm not going to stop doing songs. But, like, I got nothing against the dude. I wish him the best, but, you know what I'm saying, I know what to, you know, stay away from.
Yeah, I let me reiterate, I meant the R&B singer Joe.
Oh,
yeah, because him and your pop had a record out, had the, don't want to be a player no more.
Definitely. I mean, I don't see why not. It's one of those things, like, if people reach out and it's dope, like, my shit at the end of the day is, you know, got to make good music. You know what I'm saying? If there's potential good music, whether you a super famous person, my pops made a song with you, or you came out after my pops alive, like, it really doesn't matter who it is. And that's just, like, one of those rare scenarios which I was just talking about. But I'm saying, like, I don't care who the fuck it is. If it's good music, it's good music. And, you know what I'm saying, we're going to make it.
Well, I mean, as far as, like, that kind of music with the R&B, with the rap, I mean, do you see yourself doing, I know you said you had a song with your sister, But do you see yourself doing songs that are catered to that audience or what? You know,
I
know.
Yeah,
that...
I mean, whatever it branches out to. Like even on the new tape, you have you know, track me and Dice. Like, it was some shit for the ladies, and I can't sing for my life, but I could write a singing hook from time to time and shit like that. So sometimes the song just calls for that. Like it can't just be rapping the whole way through. Sometimes like. The hook is really what, you know, reels people in. That's why it's called the hook. And, like, sometimes you need to sing on there. So it's about what makes a song dope. And if that's, like, an R&B touch, then that's just what it is. And if it's some hardcore shit, then that's what it is. Like, that's it. At the end of the day, we really focus on just making good music. We're not trying to label shit or not do something because of something. Like, we're just really trying to just make real good music.
Oh, that's what's up. Yeah, we're going to get back into some more music, man. We're going to take it to Compton. Your boy Rod Lowe with Toast the Internet.
I'd like to give a toast to my accomplishments. My growth shows coach took me off that lonely bench. Been playing this game far too long not to make no sense. And I'll be damned if I fall off before I make a grip. Holding on to what I love cause I'm a soul child. Remembering days I couldn't remember days, so wild. Loud music, complaints from neighbors. Just a real young nigga on his worst behavior.
I used to rock that dope up back when I was low cut. J's on my feet, head high with my nose up. I used to rap flows, but now I rock shows. I used to mac hoes, but now I mac pro. As I play with these vocals like a voice inside your head, saying get up, go get it, get fed. The word spreads through this music, I use it with every word said. I just flipped the last page, another book read. Another story told about the stormy road to success. This journey is like a question, marks the spot like a dog on the walk. Cause the longer you're here mean the harder you fall. You gotta conquer your fears, take a walk in the dark. End it starts in the heart, but it ends with a spark. Eyes of anticipation, don't fall off with the loss. And pay the price without knowing the cost. Why it starts love. I'd like to give a toast to my accomplishments. My growth shows coach took me off that lonely bench. Been playing this game far too long not to make no sense. And I'll be damned if I fall off before I make a grip. Holding on to what I love cause I'm a soul child. Remembering days I couldn't remember days, so why? Loud music, complaints from neighbors. Just a real young nigga on his worst behavior. Appreciate the time I give, acknowledge it. All this knowledge I'm giving you, would've swore I was a college kid. Just another Compton kid, spitting common sense. Thoughts piling in my mind, hard to hold them in. So I let them out through this pen with a fifth of gin. My success is my revenge, that's my defense. Whatever the case is, to the judge who decides to take this one shot, I'ma make this killing game on the pavement, look. Cause niggas is foul, niggas is flagrant, man. Niggas is hating, cause people is waiting. Look, I'm doing my thing, they scream my name. Cause I speak from the heart, so they feeling my pain. I can't tell you what I love more, pussy or music. Shit's confusing, but I find a way to use it and abuse it. Holding on to what's next, trying not to lose it. But not long before I'm chucking up them deuces. I'd like to give a toast to my accomplishments. My growth shows coach took me off that lonely bench. Been playing this game far too long not to make no sense. And I'll be damned if I fall off before I make a grip. Holding on to what I love cause I'm a soul child. Remembering days I couldn't remember days, so why? Loud music, complaints from neighbors. Just a real young nigga on his worst behavior, huh?
We back on First Fan West Radio, chilling with your boy, Mr. Ill, man, Chris Rivers, man, and your boy, Chill Gizzy, man. The homie got to get up out of here, y'all, so, you know, we're going to bless
sir.
The drop. So, yeah, man, just let everybody know, you know, where they can hook up, where you at, you know, all your social media hookups and where they can get your projects from, man.
Yeah, most definite. Fucking, it's Dragons and Rivers on Instagram. Twitter is only Chris Rivers. Facebook is Chris Rivers. And ChrisRiversMusic.com is the official website. And definitely go to onedatpiff.com. Download Wonderland of Misery 2 and the first one if you haven't already, which is Wonderland of Misery. And we also got the EP out right now actually on iTunes.com called The Good King. Type in Chris Rivers and you'll find the EP right there.
Now, hey, what about producers, man? They want to send some tracks their way, man. How can they get in touch?
Oh, yeah, of course. Any inquiries, anything like that, people want to send producers, collabs, all that stuff, show bookings, like hit up mgmt@chrisriversmusic.com. Hit that up, and we'll definitely get back to you. We check every email. We go through 1,000 beats a day. We hit people back. We're not one of those people that just let it rock out. Like, we definitely answer everybody back, and we appreciate everything. So definitely hit that with anything, and we'll get back to you.
For sure. Yeah, man, I know you got to get up out of here, man. So go on and, you know, that drop for us, man.
Yeah, I got you, baby. What's good, baby? This is Chris Rivers, Dragons Up, and you're tuning in to First Fam West Radio and chilling with my boy Illustrator. Let's get it.
For sure, man. Hey, much love, man. Appreciate you calling, man. And hey, man, call back, man. Call back anytime, man. I'm on Fridays, same time. The homie Chill Gizzy is on all through the week. You know what I'm saying? So
hell yeah.
Hit us up, man, and get those records and exclusives to us, because we're definitely gonna put you in rotation, man. And I'm still pumping out your project. So okay, I have all my peoples come and check you out and download your music, man. So
yeah,
man,
most definitely.
Appreciate you.
Thank you, brother. Likewise.
For one. Sure, man. One. Yeah. On the line. Chill Gizzy. What's up, man?
Hey, man, hey, shout out to the homie Chris Rivers, man, you know what I mean, doing his damn thing, man, you know what I mean, y'all better go cop that project, man. Hey, man, excellent interview, man, you know, like I said, man, we support the real over here, man, you know what I mean, shout out to everybody, you know what I mean, that support him and support us, you know what I mean, Illustrator, man, you doing your thing with the First Fam West Radio, homie.
Oh, man, I'm trying, man, I just want cats to understand that we coming, like you said, we coming with that real music, you know, that real interviews from real artists, no whole shit, you know, just want everybody to understand, and artists out there that's listening, don't be acting like y'all bougie, like I had told y'all before, don't be acting like you platinum artists already, you know y'all struggling, you know what I'm saying, niggas on EBT or whatever, and got their little hustle on, come on, man. You want to get your music out there, get it played, hit up First Fam West Radio, hit up First Fam Radio, go to our website, www.firstfamradio, hit us on the mixer, man, / First Fam Radio. And you know,
firstfamradio.com to get it all at once. And I got a special request, man.
What you trying to hear, man?
I got to hit my joint, L.A., I gotta hear that today, man. I gotta, you know what I mean?
Get
it on, man.
That Florida and Edward. We live in that bad.
We are poor.
Do we live in that bad?
Well, let's face it, Florida. We don't live that good. And if you was to make a list of all the things that people want to be, poor would be right down at the bottom of the list. Just about sick and dead.
Where it's at, niggas love it when it's done. Jeans, white keys, yeah, I'm missing for the money. Superstore, foreign question, jury by the pound. West Coast, fuck, I love it how we put it down. Streets calling for the fireballers, drugs, money, lies. Holes off the wire, gang saucy, breath of fire. Goods and block, people, murder, crime, rape, streets. Love it or hate it, every day the shit is repeating. Victim at his worst, God, he made the nigga hustle. Bitch in your pocket, break bread or struggle. So we sell they soul on the TV. The gold yelling, mama, what you need? Money, liquor, and weed. Caught
Molly Speed, L.A. got it, don't slip. Molly Wapke and them, trap bubble and flip. Nigga stick to the script, hustle hard for your paper. Sham Rock is your neighbor, fuck your bitch, see you later.
L.A. is the city where they stay.
In South Central,
LA.
You know it's going down. Better go respect my town. If you don't know where you are, I suggest you look around.
LA.
Something special about it. Palm trees and plenty weed. Traffic in the baddest bitches. You know we get it. Dodgers, Lakers, and Kings. Gangbangers, pimps, and hustlers. Real niggas, I swear I love it. It's always on and so often imitated, but never duplicated. If you can make it in LA, you can make it anywhere.
LA.
Even though I moved about it, I still can't forget about it. The only place that I'll call home, so many lessons learned.
LA.
I was on from the shoulders, couldn't wait till I got older. Shout out to my fallen soldiers, pour out the liquor for
LA.
Them. You know I love my city love me back. Chris Shaw and Florence, the sauce, and that's where I started.
LA.
I'm a hood star, my fly grip and look at my pic. Out here looking for hop out and knock your baby shit. Grew up in the 50s, pops and even fucked with his kid. Seen so much death to my enemigos. When it's time I do my shit, hop out and can you throw my chips? LA, New West print, pushing all type of work in your city. Smoking good, looking for a come up on Crenshaw, driving fast with my killers on the way to the east side. Bad bitch, like God, you an asshole. Motor too loud, I can't hear you, ho, what you say?
LA is the city where they stay. Sunshine, get money, and they don't play. Stay up on their papers, but these player haters, you will never be the same. It's the city where LA. The lights are bright. Getting money is the way of life. Getting money is LA. The way of life.
Yeah, we on live. Yeah, yo, keep it going.
Oh no, I'm here, man. I was just talking about that documentary, man. I checked out on BET, man. You know, I mean, this is for all the artists out there too, man. You know, I mean, I don't know if y'all caught that the message. You know, what I mean, that come on BET, man, with Master P and you know every artist that's in the business, man. You know, what I mean that. You know, they said some stuff, but I'm just reiterating what Master P said when he. When he said that, you know, when they was buying all that bling and all the jewelry and everything, and they thought, you know what I mean, like, you know, that you know, like, can't nothing top that. Master P said he had motivation, inspiration from Donald Trump when he thought he had, you know, he's like, I got cars, I got houses, you know, I got this, I got that. He said, but when Donald Trump, you know, tell you that he owned, you know, this bank, that bank, this building, and all these other, you know, properties. He said, well, I ain't made it. You know what I mean? I got to go harder. You know what I mean? Like, I need to have that Donald Trump money, man, where I'm owning houses. Fuck the jury and fuck the cars and all the girls and shit. You know what I mean? You want to have that property, man. You know what I'm saying? Excuse my language on the air, man. But I just thought I should share that with everybody. You know what I'm saying, L?
Yeah, because, I mean, I see it. Like, a lot of cats feel they made because they done got, you know, you see them in the pictures, you know, they popping bottles, they got a little couple fine little fifis around them and some jewelry or what, and, you know, they feel they made it, but they, you know, they people still struggling, you know what I'm saying? They just one person out of many, and, you know, thinking that that's what it's all about. But, I mean, so, you know, we have prominent people on here who had money, who had millions. And it's like right now people trying to make their way back into the mix, make their way back up. And, you know, we got to stop doing that, man. We out here spending our money like that shit going out of style or something, you know what I'm saying? If you're a true artist, I mean, the fuck you say you own a car? Or that as soon as you drive off the lot, you know, it depreciates in value. So, I mean, you need to get some shit that's going to really, you know, last and test the time or whatnot. Shit.
Word.
Get your ass a villa so you can smoke good. So we're going to get into that Chill Gizzy featuring Mr. Illustrator and your boy Yellow Tape.
Smoking all the best shit you ever smoke.
Some good ass lead.
Good ass lead.
We smoking on the best shit you ever smoke. That real exotic shit to make your eyes glow. Got a nice ride to make you ride slow. The hoes say I'm fly, I'm just high. We smoking on the best shit you ever smoke. That real exotic shit to make your eyes glow. You got a nice ride to make you ride slow. The hoes say I'm fly, I'm just high. Smoking on the best shit you ever smoked. That little exotic shit to make your eyes low. You got a nice ride to make you ride slow. The whole say I'm fly, I'm just high. Yo, I get time. Baby, my mom's bitchin'. Stop spending too much money. She be trippin'. Heard they got P-Funk. He was really crippin'. Act tough if you want. You'll wind up missing. I love shopping for these trees like it's Christmas. Take a shirt off my dowry. You'll be coughing senseless. Blow big dust. No, keep my nerves calm. I ain't passing shit, bitch. Guess you heard wrong. You want smoke? I recommend you roll one. Buy your own bag. Get your own Dutch. After that, we can talk if you try and share. My business for heaven got weed plants anywhere. I love drinking Remy, pop a couple pills. If you walk the same way, we could probably chill. If not, I guess you lost. Go ahead, let it out. You can hide with cost. Smoking on the best shit you ever smoked. That real exotic shit to make your eyes low. You got a nice ride to make you ride slow. The hoes say I'm fly, I'm just high. You smoking on the best shit you ever smoked. That real exotic shit to make your eyes low. You got a nice ride to make you ride slow. The hoes say I'm fly, I'm just high. Smoking on the best shit you ever smoked. That real exotic shit to make your eyes low. You got a nice ride to make you ride slow. The hoes say I'm fly, I'm just high,
no high. All cause I'm higher than I ever been. Catch me on cloud nine, counting Benjamin. Something like Charlie Sheen, cause I play to win. This cush in my blunt, Henny got me coasting. Mommy, I'm a tall stretcher, down on home mark. Now, just some hard stick and come, blow it out the park. Rolling up them finest trees, that loud pack on me. Gas mask on, mommy, she can't hardly breathe. And I can't hardly see, smoke thick, that Cali weed. Hot boxing in my hovercraft, I'm looking G. I got a bad chick, she playing with this bad bitch. Nickname Purple Jane, cause she's a transit. Back and forth up north, they call it Purple Dark. Blowing grams of that blue dream, watch for Norse. Trying to knock the hustle cause the herb I smoke. Cali got the best price, so hit me for a quote.
We smoking on the best shit you ever smoked. That really exotic shit to make your eyes low. You got a nice ride to make you ride slow. The hoes say I'm fly, I'm just high. Smoking on the best shit you ever smoked. That really exotic shit to make your eyes low. You got a nice ride to make you ride slow. The hoes say I'm fly, I'm just high. We smoking on the best shit you ever smoked. That really exotic shit to make your eyes low. You got a nice ride to make you ride slow. The whole say I'm fly, I'm just high though.
Yo, 770, you online, First Fan West Radio. Who we online with? 770, you online, First Fan West Radio. You out there? 770, call back, man. Your phone dropped. Yeah, man. Like I said, man, that's something I've been thinking about. I've been thinking about these last couple of weeks. That's why I hit you earlier, because I was like, you know, my producer got at me a couple of days ago talking about he going to finish my record. But I was like, you know, I'm kind of like not really, you know, enthusiastic about pushing that one, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, with the body snatchers I put out, that I did that all by myself, you know what I'm saying? And,
yeah.
you know, the other one, which is the Wicked Empire, you know, I had put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into that record, man, like a couple of years just making the record, getting the record together. And then, you know, the label I was dealing with was kind of like on some fugazi-ass shit. So, you know I'm saying this live on air so y'all niggas know, but it's all good. I keep it real. But shit, you know, we do need to make that powerhouse move, man. Because, I mean, we got a lot of talent from, you know, the west to the east and shit. And definitely want to get this mixtape. So you artists out there that's listening, y'all think y'all got what it take to be on that First Fam Radio mixtape. You know, we are the industry. Y'all need to holler at us, man. Stop acting out. Like I say, man, all these artists out here that be acting like they already big on scale, y'all need to knock it off. You know what I mean? Really, like my little homie said, y'all niggas need to knock it off with that shit. Too much SMG up in these niggas. You know what I'm saying? If you really going at it as an artist, man, then you should never knock down no opportunities. You know, I got a homegirl that, you know, she really go hard for her artists out there, man. So I want to shout out Sarah, man, straight out of Watts. I mean, she is dope with it. You know, the artists that's under her, that's being in her presence, y'all got to give a lot of love to her because she done got y'all music to your boy. Y'all the reason why y'all music is being played on I'll say, the number one radio station. You know what I'm saying? Like, 'cause we not just coast to coast, y'all. We worldwide. And y'all are sleeping out there thinking that we just some local ass radio station and shit. Come on. So like I had to tell somebody last week, I said, you get in the car, that's when you hear the radio. But when you go in your house, when you get on your phone, you at your job, you don't hear no radio. Unless somebody bought a boombox or some shit. 9 times out of 10 it ain't the radio station you wanna hear. So, yeah, man, about to get into this, where we go? Oh, we're going to get into Jerry Goose, man, featuring Wolf, True Religion, man, straight out of Trent, man.
So.
Tell him now, come on, come on, come on, come on, watch me tell him. Got a true religion jeans with the gun attached. You can pimp fiends and they coming back. If you a shooter with cream, keep them honey stacked. 'Cause you could get winged, ain't no coming back. Got a true religion jeans with the gun attached. You can pimp fiends and they coming back. If you a shooter with cream, keep them honey stacked. 'Cause you could get winged, ain't no coming back. About a dollar, popping my collar. Bugatti Boba told me to go hard and watch how they follow. All I know is the struggle.
Straight
they
up.
Just forced me to hustle.
Burn
get
up.
The cream and stack it up and try to stay out of trouble.
Uh-huh.
My shit's true religion.
Yeah, yeah.
I thank God I'm still living. In the past, I could have passed. I made some fucked up decisions. When you get money, they look at you funny like you own. You fucking dummy. I just know how to get it when I am one. I was raised by new riders. Nigga, I'm a survivor.
I
done seen niggas shot up. We bodied over that product. Murray Street, I am with them. Hermitage, I am with them.
Put
that money, we stick them. And turn them into a victim.
Word
if
up.
It's for you, I pimp them.
I do.
You should see when we roll up.
Let's
don't
go.
Nobody control us.
At
got
all.
That down when they roll up.
Uh-huh.
When they talk about they get it in pockets beyond midget. I yell, forget it. Lying, you should get a fucking ticket. Watch me tell them. Got them true religion jeans with the gun attached. You can pimp fiends and they coming back. If
you a shooter with cream, keep them honey stacked. Cause you could get winged, ain't no coming back. Got a true religion jeans with the gun attached. You could pimp fiends and they coming back.
They
if you a shooter with cream, keep them honey stacked.
Let me all at it real quick,
get winged, ain't no coming back.
True religion jeans with a Hudson shirt. Yep. Maury's on my feet, you gon' get this work. Fresh pack, hit the border, it's our time. Why you hating on mine, you better find the grind. Niggas broke, screaming at the block dead. Still on them same grams, you been there for years. Change your style, switch your hustle, it's cutthroat. No lasket, watch that stretch coat. You was a bastard, your pot slept cause he was broke. Straight casket, body dropped with gun smoke. 10 pounds, 45 stacks, I'm set with this. I don't want to pipe with your bitch, I just want her lit. Loud niggas, broke, trying to make a scene. Like an actor, bitch, you can take three. No Levi's, bitch, you wear Lee. At the end of the day, I'm a true religion fiend.
I got a true religion jeans with the gun attached. You the pimp fiends and they coming back. If you a shooter with cream, keep them honey stacked. Cause you could get winged, ain't no coming back. I got a true religion jeans with the gun attached. You could pimp fiends and they coming back. If you a shooter with cream, keep them honey stacked. Cause you...
Next, yeah, like we usually don't accept cash. You know,
huh?
Like yeah, yeah. Usually do what now?
Yeah, we live.
We live. We, yeah, we live. We live.
Oh, that's good, man. Oh, thanks, man. This is one of my new tracks. This is Hollywood, the host from Atlanta, Georgia. I do the Hollywood show, and I wanted to share some love to First Time Radio and everybody out there, you know, doing the underground scene. And, you know, the interview was great, so. You know, you guys keep on your grind, and I'm going to catch back with you guys. I'm in Myrtle Beach right now.
But you got to introduce the song first, though, Hollywood, before you go back to the Myrtling.
Oh, give me a second. We Myrtle Beach it up. But,
hey, 1 second, because I heard yes, Chill at you, and I clicked over, so I didn't get the answer. But what you smoking on?
Oh, no, they forgot
to tell us.
They forgot to bring my coffee to the room. Do you have any extra coffee for the room? Can I get some of that?
Give me one of those strange
bubble fish. I'm at a 4-star hotel, and they forgot about me on my coffee. So I'm trying to wake up right now. You know what it is.
What the Hollywood Kush at? The Hollywood Kush.
Oh, it's all the way around. You got to go to Colorado and stuff like that, and Cali, and you know Canada, and all that good stuff. You know, and Hollywood's trying to do the good thing right now, and we donated to charity. So if you guys can go on our website at firstsamradio.com, you can donate 50% of our charities. Are going to the Zach Brown charity and a few other charities, and we'd love for you guys to tune in every night and every day. Supports us every, you know, single way. And this next song that's coming out is She's a Bad Girl. And it's,
let's go.
We take you to the Hotel Martinette in Brooklyn, where Bobby Millett and his orchestra are offering a program of dance music.
Tickets at the front doors, ladies and gentlemen.
She's a bad girl, you don't even know it. She's a bad girl, you don't even know it. She's a bad girl, you don't even know it. I'm confident and I ain't afraid to show it. She's a bad girl.
Live.
Yeah, we live. Back, man. Smoke
yeah,
on the west. In the west.
Ever smoked, huh? Seeing, watching Cedric the Entertainer chilling on a comedy show. Yeah, y'all out there, First Fan West Radio, First Fan Radio, chilling with your boy Illustrator, man. Just chilling with Chris Rivers. Rivers, I'm sorry, man. I know you like that, nigga. But, yeah, you know what I'm saying, formerly known as Baby Pun, you know what I'm saying, dude's a spitter, man, you know, so y'all make sure if y'all, you know, y'all looking for real lyrics, y'all go check him out, on his Twitter.
Get the CD.
CD. You can tweet him at Chris Rivers, you know, go check his Facebook out, go check his Instagram. Go download that mixtape, Wonderland of Misery 1 and 2, The Good King. You know, he got some bangers on there. You know, reputable dude, man. So y'all go check him out. And artists out there trying to get an interview, and y'all serious about y'all craft, then y'all need to call us up. Need to, you know, hit your boy Chris or hit me. You know, you can hit my email, MrIllFresh76@gmail.com. And, yo, we got a caller, 215 on the line, 215 on the line.
Yo, what's up, man? You know, we about to head to Philly, you know what I mean, to talk to the all-in-all status nightclub, still the deal for First Fan Radio and Status Live and Wet Ink Media, you know what I'm saying? We're going to be in the building, huh? You heard?
Oh, yeah. Yo. See, we like hearing stuff like this.
Huh?
Yeah. And we love
hearing stuff like this, man.
Salute.
Your street team is out here. We on the highway right now, 95. I'm doing like fucking 70 because I'm almost late for the fucking meeting. But, you know, we did the Jada Kiss show last Friday. It was bananas. You know what I mean? Chic Luke, you know what I mean? Gave that drop. Shout out to First Fan Radio. We got Buck Wild, the comedian. You know what I mean? Shout out to First Fan Radio. You know, we in the building, man. We doing our damn thing.
Hey, that's what it is, man. We appreciate y'all, man. Y'all always out in the bus and moves, man. You know what I mean? Shout out to Trey Dollars, man, DC, man, Red Prince, man, and AD. Y'all got AD in the building with y'all?
AD, you know what I'm saying? You know she got to do the mom thing, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, we going to hold her down, you know what I mean? No problem, you know what I mean? But we right here, man, you know what I'm saying? I'm on the, you know what I mean, highway to go straight right here.
Put him on, man.
What's good, bro?
Hey, man, we on First Fan West Radio, man, with the Illustrator, man. You know what I mean? What's good, man?
Oh, man, shout out to the Illustrator, man, on my bump, the niggas, man. You already know, man. Shout out to Compton, man. You already know what it is.
Yeah, shut up.
Yeah. I see y'all out there grinding, man. Y'all getting it in.
Man, bro, we ain't got no choice, bro, because ain't nobody going to do it for us.
Yeah, we asking the question, what y'all smoking on? What y'all smoking on tonight?
Oh, man, you know.
Hey, but we gonna reiterate too, man. When we ask what you smoking, are you supposed to say the best shit you ever smoked?
Yeah. Oh, that. All right, ain't nothing wrong with saying that. Let me, bro, that's the best shit I ever blew, man. I just blew that shit, man. I just threw it out the window, man. I'm on this highway cruising. Yeah, yeah, that's what's up. Yo, you got something you want to request before y'all go do what y'all got to do, man?
You got us something. You got about 12 minutes before the show's over. I know it's something you want to hear.
Oh, wow. That's dope. That's dope. Coleman's story.
Who?
I need to hear anything off of that, you know what I mean, that CD Coleman story, man.
Yo, chill, you gotta assist me on that one. Yo, chill.
Yeah.
Yo, chill. Yo, what's up, man? Everybody tipping out. Everybody tipping out. Yo, man, I'm gonna take it, but I'm gonna take it. Yeah, I can't, I don't know what happened. Yo, chill, you there?
Jay Donner said,
y'all got footage of the show? Y'all got footage of the show?
Yeah, we got footage, bro. That's all. It's on Facebook. I mean, the name of the page is called Status Live. That's S-T-A-T-U-Z Live.
Okay, okay. Hey, make sure y'all hit my Facebook with it. Link my Facebook so I can blast it out for y'all. You know.
Oh, all right, that's dope, bro. Nah, man, I'm definitely going to do that.
For sure, man. I'm going to get him with this extendo, man, until we find that one record for you, man, by the homie AZ,
yeah.
Man.
We about to draw exit right now, bro. We about to pull up.
You're going to get these three blunts, lick them, stick them.
I'm
going to roll up and handle the rest. Burn one, nigga. Smoking on extendos, working on some intros. Skeletons, I can sell in grams, niggas at my window. Chris Ray, you a fool for this one on this fucking tempo. The beat went around, they came back, so I killed the tempo. I throw five times in the grinder and grind them to the grizzle. I take through blunts and break them down, lick, stick, and then roll. I'm just one man, Azo individual. I'm on my rug, rap flow, no Tommy Pickles. I made AGE the label, starting with a little. Started off a 500, flipped it to a triple. Call me Mr. Freeze, I'll turn you to an icicle. I inhale basic, then I exhale simple. Kush got me feeling high like a fucking missile. I'm like too short, I blow draw like a whistle. Azo, I stay smoking like a hot pistol. BB Bridges to the leg,
nigga,
got you walking cripple.
Then nose.
Broke down three blunts, lick a man stuck.
Broke down the weed, then roll.
Jumped in the whip, hot box and said fuck.
All the nigga do is blow, drove.
Cars, pulls, weed, money's all the nigga know.
AGEBLA, whoa.
Money on my mind, bend the corners as I smoke. I'm taking shot after shots, no chaser. Pedal to the metal, call me Speed Racer. Just got a phone call from one of the lawbreakers. K-Twist and Jay Burns, those be my bangers. And you can find me smoking in the coupe.
Eyes low, smoke blowing out the sunroof. Listening to Young Blue, got me feeling cool. Burn up to extendos, I bet you won't move. Drop a blunt in front of me and it's no more for you. I'ma hit this extendo and show you what it do. AGE the label, nigga, we foolproof. Quick to pull your bullshit to the table, show your ass the truth. Game recognize game when I come through. Step out of line and get KO with this 1-2. Shout out to Lawbreakers, Westify, cause I salute. I'm my patron and I'm
nigga,
gone off this absolute.
Extendos.
Broke down three blunts, liquor man stuck.
Broke down the weed then roll.
Jumped in the whip, hot boss and said fuck.
All the nigga do is blow, dro.
Bars closed, weed money's all the nigga know.
AGEPLA, oh.
Money on my mind, been the corners as I smoke.
Nigga, I smoke extendos. Broke down the weed then roll. All the nigga do is blow.
Yeah, we back on that First Fan West Radio, about to end the show off, man. Got the boy Trey Dollars, man. Yo, shout out, man. We need that shout out, man. We need that drop, man, for that First Fan West Radio, man.
Hey, yo, this is Trey Dollars, man. Shout out to First Fan West Radio. You tuned in live with Chill Gizzy and the Illustrator, man, from Trenton, New Jersey to Compton, California, man. Let's get it. DC Graphics in the building.
For sure.
Hey, Trey, turn the motherfucking radio station, bro. All right, turn the station. I want to hear that motherfucking West. You know what I'm saying? That West Compton. You know what I'm saying? That First Fan West. You know what I mean? Turn the station, nigga. You know what I mean? Compton, stand the fuck up. It's your boy DC Graphics. You know what I mean? Representing First Fan Radio West. We in the fucking building. Come on.
You already know, man. Like I said, man, y'all can check that footage out on Facebook. I mean, name of the page is called Status Live. That's S-T-A-T-U-V Live, you hear?
For sure. We about to get up out of here, man. But before we get up out of here, we're going to be We All, We One Up, man, with your boy Louis Mike, man. Y'all check for this boy, man. He hot, man. And I ain't just saying that. Man. The nigga's nice. So check him out, man.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Louis Mike.
All I made it. I received a package and I opened, but so slowly and so cautious. Say where's the voice of my esophagus? Been arguing some weeks, some months, some years to myself, being honest. And the Lord answered my prayer. I'm all choked up.
Say we want up.
Why I skip the mills, but I love the death. Cause life's real, from Hoffman Ave to them projects, Cleveland to them side steps. All I did was progress, now I'm cross holes to them side steps. All I know is that fly shit, dirty rap for that rock shit. Don't trust hoes, just my bitch, just grab get with this rhyme shit. I'm Kobe at this prime bitch, hit the booth, lit fire. Home runs like my squad, now I'm burning brothers and splitting tires. Millie boys, we been them niggas, Eric B, we kill you niggas. Y'all still hating, we still making big faces. Ben Franklin, ride through my city and I don't even stop. Cause these fake fuck niggas always tryna plot. I said I'm well connected and well respected. Hit the booth and start flexing. Living life that's well projected. Old days we got rejected. We went back, we went hard. We set up shows, we pray to God. To watch our back, we beat the odds. I'm stunting on like, oh God. Mama had to pay them bills. Maybe that's why I skipped the mills. But I love death, cause life's real. I remember stunting, remember friends, remember faking to a nigga made it. The gold is here, I gotta take it. Now watch it, take it, watch it, take it. I got fans, show support. Hating niggas, no more. I ball hard, pick a court. Fuck that,
take it for it. It's Louis Mike to the death. Succeed to nothing left. I ain't stopping to big checks. Pay my bills to nothing left. I shed a blood, I shed tears. No game, this life for real. Wrong move, I get you killed. I stay neutral, never play the field. I got my city on my back saying just get it. I'm claiming the crown, cause my city down with it. I do it for Molly, and I do it for Lorraine. I do it for twerk, locked up in the bang. And my sister too, and I do it for me. But most importantly, for my whole fucking crew.
Yeah. We back. About to end the show out right now. First Fan West Radio with your host, Mr. Ill. You know what I'm saying? We had a good time. It's your boy, Chris Reavers. Man, dope artist, man. So make sure y'all check him out. Go to his Facebook, go to his Twitter, Instagram. Look for him, man. Check him out. Download his mixtapes, man. Wonderland, man. You go check that out. You know what I'm saying? The dude is nice. You know what I'm saying? I know I sound a little droggy out there, but yo, you know what I'm saying? It's late over here, and your boy is kind of tired. But yeah, man, y'all support those real MCs, man, them cats that's out there doing it. And y'all make sure y'all check out the boy Chris Reavers, you know what I'm saying? Wonderland of Misery, Part 1 and 2, the good King. Check them out, man. And, yo, man, we about to end the show out, man. I'm about to hit y'all off with this one track, man, before we go. It's your boy, Mr. Illustrator with the murder. I know it's a lot of those things going down out there in the city. So, y'all, you know, we gotta stop all that shit. But, yeah, man, I'm chilling. We out. Peace, love, gone.
This bitch, i.e. 909, 9 nickel ace, you know where we from, bitch.
West Coast, let's go, where we burn that best smoke. Throw it up, where you from, that wicked Eden, let them know. California, hot summer, call, slip and run up on you. What you really know about that murder. West Coast, let's go, where we burn that best smoke. Throw it up, where you from, that wicked Eden, let them know. California, hot summer, call, slip and run up on you. What you really know about that murder. It's so much banging, it's so much slangin' under deep city like that Cali herb, that Snow White. Smokers, toys, filthy things, we all on a mission. We all tryna be seen. These boys bluckin' chickens, laws ain't shit. Let you talk about the breaker, ain't about the revenue. Niggas get about my spaceship. Why hang around and congregate? Niggas love the hate, rather get this cake. You fuck niggas out, they administratin'. Get them jackets out the tape, keep the burner by the way. Ain't no Superman, nigga, Clark Kent can get the eight. We ain't all about them gangs, goons, stay up in them trenches, nigga. Wicked E, South Central Bay, don't get it twisted. For them glory days, pump your fist for that revolution. Now we pimpin' sideways, young girls selling coochie. Got that right price, but that don't is nice. Nigga heavy on this stripe flight. You can get killed for what? Bragging rights. West Coast, let's go, where we burn that best smoke. Throw it up, where you from, that wicked Eden, let them know. California, hot summer, call, slip and run up on you. What you really know about that murder? Murder. West Coast, let's go, where we burn that best smoke. Throw it up, where you from, that wicked Eden, let them know. California, hot summer, call, slip and run up on you. What you really know about that murder? That murder. See his padded rooms, call me Legion of the Doom. Push my ass about the boom, be the realest to the tomb. Woke up on the West Coast, some criminals to cut throats. Youngest cooking up the...